At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Former Governor Rick Perry today puts in his first full day as Energy Secretary. Yesterday's Senate confirmation vote ended a remarkable turnaround in his relationship with President Trump. Perry once described Trump in the summer of 2015 as a cancer on conservatism. But Perry also was one of the first establishment Republicans to fall in line once Trump essentially locked down the nomination last May. Perry's the third Texan to serve as Secretary of Energy after Charles Duncan of Houston and Laredo native Federico Pena. KERA has been following Duncanville High School as part of our American Graduate Series, Race, Poverty, and the Changing Face of Schools. The girls' basketball team is gunning for its second straight championship this weekend. But first, the Pantherettes have to win tonight's Class 6A semifinal match against the Judson Rockets from Converse at San Antonio's Alamo Dome. Pantherette point guard Nina Alvarez says the team and coach Kathy Self Morgan take nothing for granted.
Well, under Coach Self, there's no pullback. Like, every minute, you, like, just give it your all or nothing. So, like, she tries to give the other people to come off the bench and give us more energy so they can do good things, they can play too, not just the people who start.
The Pantherettes are seeking their 10th state title. Now to our Friday conversation and a journalist chronicling his impending death. Jeffrey Weiss has been a reporter for 35 years, and he's in the middle of writing the story of his life, a series about his own brain tumor. Rick Holter spoke to Weiss in his North Dallas home.
You write, quote, "I want to go out like fireworks." How so?
As I head for the exit, I want to go boom with a beautiful display. And then, of course, fireworks settle down and it's done. The median survival for glioblastoma is about 14 months. So a year or so from now, I could be done. One of the interesting things about glioblastoma, though, is that many people feel pretty good until they're pretty near the egress. Mm-hmm. And so that means I'll be able to do things that I want to do. And oh, by the way, I don't have to do things I don't want to do mostly. And I want to do things that benefit both me and, because I've been a journalist so long, that benefit readers.
Nobody really knows how they're going to react when they find out something like this. I'm curious about how being a reporter affected how you reacted.
Oh, it was because I've been a reporter most of my life. It caused me to react in ways that I'm pretty sure the doctor who was talking to me made him think that I was nuts. Because what happened is I had very few symptoms. But then suddenly I had one day where I woke up and I had a blind spot far on the right-hand side of my eye, right eye. And I told my wife, and she said, "We're going to the hospital." She drove me down to the ER in Baylor, and she thought I was having a stroke. And they took a scan. And the doc comes out with the MRI and shows me a tumor the size of an egg on the left side of my brain. And I went, "Wow, that's amazing."
I've seen that picture on the website and in the newspaper, and it is amazing. I mean, it's incredible.
The fact that a tumor that size hadn't produced much worse problems, I thought was just fascinating.
This is actually your third bout with cancer.
Third cancer.
What's different this time?
The likelihood that I'll die of it in a hurry. My assumption of my limits is higher. And I'm older.
I should point out that you and I worked together for years at the Morning News.
We did.
Worked with several people who died from glioblastoma. It has to be different seeing someone else and then experiencing it yourself.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, this is me. And it's a very, you know, very high priority that I figure out what to do. And not just for me, but I've been married. We're coming up on 27 years. Mm-hmm. And for me, part of the reason my psychological approach is pretty upbeat is that I think I'm going to be in pretty good shape until I'm done, and then I will hit the exit, bye-bye, and that's it. My wife has to think about what she's going to do after I die. And the likelihood of it being a year or so is pretty high, and that's a terribly painful thing. Mm-hmm. The fact that I'm doing things that I enjoy doesn't change any of that for her.
I think a lot of people think about if if I were in this situation, I would be completely down in the dumps. And you don't seem that way.
I'm not. If I were 32 instead of 62, I'm now 62, I think I would be a lot more depressed. I'm 62. I'm not in a hurry to the exit, but I'm not a kid. I've done a lot of things in my life that I like, and I think I'm going to be able to do some other things that I like, and I'm more focused on that. If this were an illness that I thought was going to drop me in 2 or 3 months, I think I would be a lot more depressed. And if it was an illness that I thought was going to make me suffer horribly for a long time before I finally died, that would be another mess that would be depressing me. What I have is an illness that I think I'm going to last a year, maybe two, with, frankly, many, many, many new treatments that are in the development phase that if I last long enough, I may be able to take advantage of some of those. So if I last two, I may last three. If I last three, maybe I'll get hit by a truck when I'm 70. Who knows?
What's the biggest piece of advice you have for somebody hit with a thunderbolt like this?
Take a journalist-style approach to it if you can. If you can't, if you have a loved one or a friend who's able to do it, get them to do it. Medical approaches today can be numerous. If you have time, the way I did, Mr. Google will help you learn if you're careful, but learn about it. You have to do everything you can to educate yourself. It's not simple, but it's not as hard as it used to be.
Jeff Weiss, thanks for taking the time.
It's been a pleasure.